Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for coming on through. Thanks for coming inside. Word. And Stacey White, what's going on, Ma? I'm glad you came on through. I'm glad you came on by. And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your site. Word. So let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily go get a business show? We do this every single day, every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Mission Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope that y'all feeling like real men and women should also. So we're going to take this year in rear view. Think about the whole 2021, all the way from January 1st up to December 31st. This is the last day of the year. So I thought that maybe I don't normally do these types of shows because I know everybody does them. But I said, you know what, this year, I said, fuck it. We're going to do it, but we're going to put a little spin on it. What's going to separate this year in review or year in rear view shows from other people who are doing these exact types of shows is we're going to talk about everything that we've seen, heard, done, things that have happened to us, happened around us, things that we have seen, heard, thought about, felt, touched, all of that stuff, but we're also going to give it a grade. You get to give it a grade, even if you don't explain exactly where you're getting your grading system from. We're going to give you a chance to give this year a grade. And you can do it two ways. You can either do it by giving it a letter grade from A to F, or you can give it a ranking grade from 1 to 10. How would you grade this year? But before y'all start grading, I don't want y'all to do it in the beginning of the show. You know why? Because a lot of times when the year goes out, we think about all of the negative things that have happened in the year, and we don't take any time to think about any of the good things that have happened this year or in a year. You know, when they start singing the, if all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind, if all acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on old lang syne. When we start singing that shit, all of a sudden be like, yeah, 2021 wasn't all that bad. But, you know, sometimes with a year, we have to give the year their flowers when it's there. You know, since this pandemic has been going on, I think it's been hard for us to have a positive outlook on the way that the time that we have been spending during these years have gone, because we've lost a lot of people. People are sick. People are sick currently right now that you know, that I know, that we know, that we know of. It's crazy. New Year's Rockin' Eve tonight in New York was supposed to be hosted by LL Cool J. From what I understand, he got COVID. Cool J. I thought he was hard as hell. So shit like that. But in every in every life, some rain must fall, right? It's not going to be sunny days every day. But the sun is behind those clouds providing the light, and the light is the knowledge, and the knowledge is the way. So I want y'all to reserve your grade for this year until the end. In the meantime, let's talk about some things that have happened. And I don't care what it is. You can bring it up. You can talk. Because there have been some monumental things that we have seen this year. Shit that we never thought we would see. Never. Yeah, sure, we've lost a bunch of celebrities. We do that every year. And it starts in the beginning of the year. Betty White died today. Today. 99 years old, Betty White passed today. She would have been 100 years old. The Golden Girl would have made it to 100 years old January 17th. So for a lot of people, that's a very tragic thing that happened. You know, when COVID first started, people was like, yo, secure Betty White. Everybody seemed to like Betty White, the Golden Girl. The Golden Girl. The Golden Girl. Rose. Rose. From the Golden Girls. From 1970s TV. You know. Good actress. Fun-loving actress. Lovable actress. So, you know, her passing on the last day of 2021 is going to put a stamp and an asterisk on 2021 for a lot of people. Like, yeah, 2021 so fucked up, even Betty White didn't make it out of that bitch. That's how much 2021 has consumed. I want to get away from that. Let's look at a bunch of the things that have happened to you, for you, in front of you, around you in 2021. Some things that have affected you directly, some things that haven't directly affected you, but they have made an impression on you. So maybe they have indirectly affected you in some type of way. One of the things that we saw this year was the changing of the guard from a one-term president to a new president. And there was a lot of hope, a lot of enthusiasm centered around that. At the same time, there was a whole lot of anger and feelings of betrayal and being cheated at the same time. 2021 started off with one president going out, and he was going out kicking and screaming and saying he wasn't going nowhere, to another president who won fair and square, who was rumored to have cheated the election. So we came into this year with an insurrection, January 6th, 6 days into the year. A bunch of white people stormed the Capitol building in D.C., breached security, broke in that bitch on camera, tearing up shit. That's how we started this year. We started this year wondering if there was going to be a safe transition from one president to the next president. That's how we started this year. It was a very, very highly emotional political climate this year, starting off from the first day of the year. That's how 2020 ended, and that's how 2021 started. So it was a lot going on. From the beginning of this year, we was on the edge of our seats. Like, yo, is the new president going to be able to sit in the White House? Is he going to make it? Is he going to be all right? We got motherfuckers ready to storm the Capitol. They might be ready to storm the White House. Ain't nobody doing nothing about these cats. They letting them do whatever they want to do. That's how we started off this year. Very, very rocky. Very, very rocky. And that's a political thing. That's a political thing. That's something that we all could bear witness to. That's something that we could all see. So I'm sure that 2021 brought some things to y'all personally that nobody else could see. Nobody else could witness. Nobody else could put their eyes on it. Things may have been going on with you, around you, and involving you that you might not wish to speak about on this show. It might have taken you a while to process it. That's probably every year. But that's why at the end of this show, or towards the end of this show, we're going to grade the show. I'm sorry. We're going to grade the year on the show. Y'all can grade the show too. Y'all can grade the show. But yeah, we're going to take a hard look at what we working with. What we worked. And I guess we are still working with 2021. Shit, we got a few more hours left. We still got to make it though. We still got to make it though. Shoot. In my city, the city of Philadelphia, is supposed to be the city of brotherly love. We had so many murders in this city, and they all started in January. Philadelphia is off the chiz name. I don't like to focus on the negative, but fuck it. It is what it is. You think it won't win, it wins. You think it won't win, it wins. Let me see. Okay. How many murders were there in the city of Philadelphia in 2021? 2021 murder toll in Philadelphia rises ahead of the new year. Let's see. That was 14 hours ago. All right, well, we got 559 people.
God damn, man. This might be a record. Basically 560 people. Because somebody going to get murdered tonight. You can best believe it. I think I hear somebody screaming right now. As of Thursday night, 559 people had been killed in Philadelphia in 2021 with one day to go. That was last night. So I know we hit 560. We used to have this thing in our city. We used to joke around saying more bodies than days. So you know how there are 365 days in a year. Well, we got 560. So we said, fuck all that. All that a murder a day shit. We going to do two a day. Sometimes we going to have three a day. What's good? That's disgusting. It really is. It's pretty disgusting. And it's very alarming. But that would be 2021. So you have to ask yourself how the pandemic, what role the pandemic played in the Philadelphia murder rate. Is this a result of the frustration of people having to be quarantined, locked down? Now, that all the lockdown stuff was more of a 2020 thing, but there was a partial lockdown in 2021 until February, if y'all remember correctly. We came into this year with a partial lockdown. I don't know if that had an effect on the murder rate, but I know 559 murders is a lot. That's a lot of murders. Those are just murders. We're not talking about how many people died. Those were just murders. Straight up somebody killing somebody else. So it's something that you have to take into consideration when you start thinking about 2021. Let's see what the murder rate was in 2020.
2020.
How many people were murdered in the city of Philadelphia in 2020? Philadelphia homicides in 2020 neared 500. Let me see. Let's see. When was this? All right. Whew. The only time more people were killed in the city was 1990. City officials blame factors unique to 2020, including the pandemic, economic havoc. For just the second time in history, Philadelphia's annual homicide total threatened in 2020 to reach 500, another grim marker in a year where the city had been racked by coronavirus pandemic, economic strife, and social unrest of racial inequity. The number of people killed last year, as of late Thursday, is 499. That's 40% higher than in 2019 and more than all of 2013 and 14 combined. We didn't reach 500 last year. This year, we said, no, we going to win the Super Bowl. We going for the championship. 560. Well, okay, 559 as of last night. Yo, man, so most people would probably say that 2021 was a little better than 2020. 2020 had us in the house with masks on the whole year for the most part. People were able to take their masks off for a second in 2021, even though we had to put them right the fuck back on and maybe should have never taken them off. But they didn't reach 500 last year. I suspect that they probably really did, because the murders that they're talking about were the ones on record. They're not talking about other people who have been murdered off the books or unsolved or without any arrest. Maybe nobody even know they got killed. So that's something that you have to take into consideration also. But this year, 559 as of last night. So as of December 30th, 2021, we were already up to 559 with one day left. So that's something that you have to take into consideration when you're talking about 2021. Now, out of that 560 people, somebody's brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, mothers, fathers, grandfathers, grandmothers. They were somebody's girlfriends, wives, husbands, spouses, significant others, friends. That's what we have to take into consideration. So when you've lost somebody tragically like that, more than likely it's going to color the way that you look at a past year. I lost my dad this year. He wasn't murdered, but he was sick. But that all started in 2020. In 2020, I had to come to grips with the fact that I was going to lose my dad. I knew it last year. But with everything that was going on last year, I can't say that, well, he made it through last year, but he didn't make it through this year. July 11th, 2021, he closed his eyes for the last time. Or should I say he opened them for the last time? So, you know what I mean? Now, for me, on a personal level, it might be easy for me to say that 2021 was fucked up, because I lost my dad. But I, you know what? He wouldn't do that. And I'm not going to do it. Yeah, there will always be an asterisk. There will always be a star, maybe even a tattooed tear on 2021 for me. Because the most influential man that ever walked this earth for me left me this year. But at the same time, I gained something in my loss of him. And it's personal. It's very personal. But I'll tell y'all what I've gained in that loss. What I gained in that loss. And shout out to everybody else that lost their father in 2021. Because I ain't the only one. I'm not the only one. I ain't going to put nobody out there. But, you know, there are people who listen to this show, who watch this show, who lost their dad too. People who support this movement, who lost their dad this year. But yeah, what I gained through losing him this year was that I've always been kind of afraid to die, and I'm not as afraid anymore. I've had sort of a spiritual awakening in his passing. I think bearing witness to him being sick, I think it grew me up a little bit. It woke me up to the reality. I mean, I've been exposed to so much death, whether it was murder, sickness, sudden accidental death. I've been exposed. You know what I mean? I've seen it, lived it, been right there when it happened, all kinds of shit. But it didn't mean as much as what that meant. And what he meant to me as a man. He raised me and he made me into the man I am today. So for me to look at the whole 2021 like it was a total bust because I lost my dad, I would be kind of failing him. I would be doing him a disservice because he was a positive man. And he never looked at life like one event or one thing that happened messed up everything else that may have been good. You know, you have to learn from the losses, or you may never get the gains that you're looking for or that you deserve. You know what I mean? Sometimes your losses can be a blessing in and of themselves. Sometimes we know that there's a lesson in the blessing. There's a lesson in the blessing, and sometimes we try to skip the lesson and just receive the blessing, but it's not always possible for us. So it's not always easy to look at a year when something tragic has happened to you, with you, around you, near you. It's not always easy to look at it in a positive light. So sometimes you gotta work to try to get it there in a different kind of way. If y'all would like to call into the show, I invite y'all to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. And we're talking about the year in rear view. So we're going to take a look at some of the things that have happened to us this year. Personal, professional, political, community-wise, familial, anything that was significant in your life this year, we're going to take a look at it. If y'all want to call in and talk about it, maybe we can have a conversation about it. Maybe we can gain some clarity about it. Maybe even get some closure on it. I invite y'all to call in 319-527-6199. Other than that, you can just listen to this show. Read all the other comments and, you know, just kind of ponder it on your own, because I know how it is. Sometimes things, the way we process information and sometimes the way we process our feelings doesn't make it possible for us to share outright or verbally, you know, with everybody. And that's fine with me. What I want to do is what I want us to do. And that's to try to put things in a perspective that will help us to be able to take better control over the coming year in our lives, to whereas we can start to build on whatever foundation that we started on, and try to solidify that foundation and try to grow in a positive way to become well adjusted. That's my goal. So y'all can call in, y'all can write in, y'all can talk about it amongst yourselves. That's how it's going down. Let me see. TK Wright says, wait a minute, hold on. Stacey White wasn't waiting. Stacey White wasn't waiting. She says, we didn't have no snow or ice for Christmas. Well, that's a good thing as far as I'm concerned. You know, I don't need Christmas snow. You know what I mean? Stacey White says, personal battles was won this year. B-. Not bad. Not out the gate, you gave it a B-. Okay. Stacey White says, I lost my dad. Yeah. My condolences to you. My deepest condolences to you. It's not an easy thing to deal with. It's hard. It is. Peace to you, Stace. Cal Chamberlain says, Omar, you haven't lost bruh Mac. He's right with you every day. Yeah. But I lost him in the physical. So sometimes I be needing to talk to that nigga. I really miss talking to him. But you know. Freedom and justice now. My man, my mellow. He says, I'm so grateful to have all the go-getters to help me through the rough days. My go-getter fam fucks with me. Despite of my circumstances, I am because we are. That's what I'm talking about. My man, my dog, my brother. Carol says, does the phone work tonight? It does. I made sure that we good, we good, we good. Going forward, we should be good. Matter of fact, we got a call on the line. I'm about to go in right now. I just want to make sure we got these. I just wanted to make sure that we got some of these comments out of the way. Gloria Miller, welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. She says, the world is getting to be such a dangerous place. A man is lucky to get out of it alive. Ha ha, W.C. Fields. Get away from me, kid. You're bothering me. Yeah, Freedom and Justice Now says, we love and miss you, big bro. Matt, always and forever, without a doubt. T.K. Wright says, the rear view helps lend perspective, without a doubt, no doubt. Let me see. South Shaolin, my man Cal Doom says, peace to you, Sun 752. And everyone in the chat, without a doubt, my brother. All right, we have a caller on the line. Caller with the last number, 6606. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening on this last day? This last day, 2021. What's good?
Go away, son. You bother me. Okay? That's Happy New Year, said. Go.
That's my invitation. I like it.
That's my imitation of an imitation.
That's not bad. That wasn't bad. I gotta give it to you. It wasn't bad.
So, my condolences to you after hearing about the loss of your dad. It is not easy losing a parent, especially one that you get along with and love, no matter even if you're prepared for it, you know?
Yeah.
Once he or she is gone, you know, you can always pray to them, you know, pray for them, look up to the sky for them. But like you say, you know, you get, you know, you'd love to talk to him and if he's not there. So it's rough. Yeah. So my condolences, yeah.
Appreciate that.
And to the other, and sure, and to the woman who lost her dad as
mm-hmm.
well. Yeah.
No doubt.
Not Thank easy you. At all. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough.
So you had some, yeah, I know. Well, I haven't had any recent losses, so that's good. But it is tough, you know, especially when you have a very favorite family members or even people that aren't family. It's always tough losing somebody either to death or to separation of some way, of somebody right. that you really care about very much. So it's rough, hard, something that people have to adapt to, and it's not easy at all. But we got to do what we got to do, you know. And here comes a new year, and I don't make resolutions for the new year. I just don't. This doesn't grab me to make a resolution. But
yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people do. And New Year's is the time to do it if you're going to do it.
Well, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with planning your life out, you know, planning your work, working mm-hmm. your plan, as my man used to say. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that when it comes to resolutions, one of the things that people fail to do is bring the positive things and try to incorporate and improve those things over the time, you know, going forward. So many resolutions have so much to do with stopping something or ending something or starting something all over or whatever. And you don't necessarily have to do that, in my opinion. You know, you just have to tweak whatever has been working and try to make it work better and try to, you know, limit slow down on some of the things that may have been holding you back. But so, I mean, we live in the physical so often that we think about so many things from a physical level, you know, people trying to lose weight
mm-hmm.
and you know, other physical things like you know, trying to make more money or blah, blah, blah. But around this time, especially on social media, people are deleting people off of their friends list and all of that. You know, they're trying to do a lot of house
cleaning. Isn't that something?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. The announcement of doing it.
And it's
know,
over.
Like, it's me. Yeah.
It's over politics, too. You know, there's one thing that you really should really keep out of the conversation of a household or of close friends or even of strangers on, well, I guess strangers you don't really care about. But I know of people who have befriended their relatives simply because they had differences of opinion about politics. Never even met the politicians they're talking about. But here they go, you know, because you don't agree with me and I don't agree with you, we're not going to see each other. Mm.
Yeah.
So what the hell is that? That to me is
too
out there.
2020 and 2021 gave us a healthy, heavy dosage of that. It's just too much. All this separation over politics. I'm not with it. You know, listen, we don't have to agree. But I'm not going to say that political affiliation is what encompasses your whole being. I can't accept that because I know with me it's not that way. You know what I mean? I don't care what I'm registered or what I voted as. I still think the way I think, not the way they think. I think the way I think. There may be some similarities, but there's surely some differences. And plus, they're not running my life. They don't have my friends. So when my friends stop being my friends because of political things or because of some ideologies and things like that, I'm like, damn, man, that's crazy. But I guess that's what online is for. You didn't know a lot of the people when y'all met online. So I guess for some people it doesn't affect them that much when they lose them offline. I guess I don't know. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you meet somebody online, then, you know, then who cares, right?
I guess.
But if you...
Some people care.
But to separate... I didn't hear you. Either I broke up or you broke up.
No. I said some people really care. But go ahead. Say what you're talking about.
Yeah, but to break... You know what it is? It's not even really over politics and different ideologies. It's just a difference of opinion. People will get into arguments over stuff that they shouldn't even argue about, but everybody wants to be right. So how I handle it is just, you know, when it gets down to the boiling point where I think that I'm always going to get into a discussion that's always going to have not only a difference of opinion, but a person who's not willing to see my side, then I just say, hey, you win. You know, I learned that from a friend of mine years and years ago. He never argued. You win. That was all it was doing. Me, I'll go into discussions, and I won't like to argue, but I'll talk about my point, press the issues, hope the other person, you know, gives good reasons for what they believe in, and take it from there. But if they're not going to, I mean, they're really not going to listen, then, you know, you win. Okay. What you say, what you do doesn't affect, you don't pay my rent, you don't pay my bills, you're not part of my life in any significant, meaningful way. So you win, and hasta la vista.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not going to argue my way through life. I don't mind debating, you know, because I learn in a debate, but with an argument, there's nothing but a bunch of bad feelings. And we've had a lot of that in 2021. But let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that you may, that you would say color 2021 for you? What are some of the things that are most notable for you? Like if you, like 5 years from now, when you think about 2021, what are some of the things that would stand out?
Yeah, good question, because I don't even know if we have 5 years from now. So what I learned or what impacted me during 2020 and 2021 was the vaccine, how the media handled it, how Fauci flip-flopped, how Trump, who was a champion of the vaccine, we all thought that it was a good thing at the beginning, is still touting the vaccine as being safe, and yet there's proof that it isn't safe. So, and people still are willing to take the jabs. And it's amazing to me how people will not take a look at you know, what I consider to be pretty good evidence regarding the vaccine. So, you know, I don't even know if there'll be 5 years from now. I think the vaccine is dangerous. The vaccine, to me, is the central issue of America, other than corrupt politicians. Because without corrupt politicians, you wouldn't have the kind of divisiveness that we have in America today.
I would say corrupt politicians and irresponsible media. I would say those together. But yeah, I agree.
That vaccine mandate
is definitely going to be something that everybody remembers about 2021. Because we wanted so bad to come up out of this pandemic situation. And we see clearly on this last day of the year, it ain't going to happen. Not this year, it ain't.
Never. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You're right. I think that you might be right as far as never is concerned. But 2021... definitely not. And that's one thing that people really, really wanted. They wanted to get rid of these masks. They wanted to be able to interact with each other and be social again and all of that. And it's like this virus can't be stopped. It just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. It just comes in more waves. So 2020 was racked with COVID, and now 2021 is racked with COVID also. It's just a different handling of it, a different perspective of it. Maybe we know a little bit more about it now than we did before. But yeah, that's definitely a 2021 issue. But it's not the only one. It dominates the news day. It really does, and it's a pain in the ass because we're going on 2 full years where COVID has dominated the news cycle. Come next February or March. But other things happened this year too. You know, we left Afghanistan this year, and that shit was not an easy. You want to talk about transition? That wasn't sweet. Leaving Afghanistan was, you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like we forgot about that shit. But it was hard.
Yeah.
You know, that shit's crazy.
Well, the way Biden handled it, it was almost as though it was too easy. He left behind $65 billion worth of equipment. It was like he said, yeah, you know, like you were just saying, you know, like it never happened. Like 20 years just went by, and he said, yeah, so what? Let's take them out, but we don't have to worry about if we're going to take them out. You know, leave the Americans behind if they're not lucky enough to get on the planes. And don't forget, don't worry about the equipment, boys. $65 billion, that's only chump change. So we'll just leave it there for the Taliban to take a hold of, and they can give it out to ISIS. They can give it out to the Islamic Brotherhood. No problem. Yeah, well, Afghanistan was a problem. Holy shit.
A major fucking problem. Yeah, like, did he think we was just gonna leave that shit? It was gonna be sweet. Like, all right, man. Look, man, y'all think y'all turkey back? We gonna get the fuck on up out of here.
Man,
that's what I mean. So many things have happened in 2021. That when you go back and you look at the beginning and the middle, you get to forgetting a lot of that shit because the news cycle is so centered around the whole COVID thing that it's like, wait a minute, a lot of shit happened this year. A lot of really, really monumental things. Leaving Afghanistan and Iraq too, after... We've been over there since, what, 2001, right? Right after 9/11, right?
2003 in Iraq, Afghanistan, I think about the same year, something like that, I believe.
About the same year. When we basically declared war to go in and get Saddam Hussein, and that was pretty much the official declaration of the occupation. But we started sending troops right after 9/11 to Afghanistan. It was like we just kind of hanging out, like you hanging out with guns and shit. Like, we're looking for the poor.
I know. Yeah. The Pentagon thought it was a good vacation spot for troops, so they figured, let's go to Afghanistan. I hear it's pretty nice this time of century for the next 20 years. Let's bathe in there.
Yeah.
And at the same time, let's disrupt the entire economy and culture of the land that the Pentagon actually invaded. And people don't talk about that because the media, they like to dress it up as, we went over there to give them democracy. They didn't ask us to go over there. They just got rid of the Russians. They don't want Americans around. And here we come.
No, you're right. You're right. And we think you changed somebody's total way of life. You disrupted total culture. And then you think you're just going to, like, just drop everything and say, all right, well, game is over. Everybody go back home. Hey, but have a nice day. However y'all take care of y'all. Whatever y'all were doing before, just go back to doing that. Like, forget about everything that happened over the past 20 years. So, that's a...
Yeah. Can you imagine how vets feel? Those who lost their legs, their eyes, their arms, going over there thinking that they're trying to bring democracy to a nation and never asked them. And then you've got veterans who believe that the Afghan people are ungrateful because the Americans went, I don't know how many thousands of miles, I'm going to make up a number, 6,000 miles away from home to go over there. But they should be grateful that the soldiers just banged down doors, used flash grenades, and wondered why the so-called insurgents used LED bombs. Geez, I wonder what would happen if China came over to our country. I think we might want to resist them too.
Well, see, that's one of the things about America that we take for granted. We have never fought a war on this soil, except for the Civil War. So we don't understand what it's like to see soldiers in a foreign uniform speaking a different language coming over here telling us that they're our friends, but taking away our weapons and warning us to comply or be looked at or be seen as the enemy and risk losing our lives, us and all of our families. We have no idea of what that's like. We've only been the giver of that situation. We've never been the receiver. So it's something that we totally don't understand. And soldiers who sign up for the military, a lot of them don't understand that either. So they get a hell of an awakening when they get over there, when they get over to wherever the occupation is or wherever we're stationed. And they get a different understanding about what government means and what the military's role in government is. Some people are sensitive to what is actually going on, but many of our folks are like, well, no matter what, America is always right, and that's just that because I'm a patriot and blah, blah, blah. Okay, I can't blame you for feeling that way because I think in order for you to perform that service, you would probably have to feel that way because it would be hard for you to do what you have been trained to do if you felt otherwise. But, it's
true.
But, yeah, these are some of the things that happened in 2021. So it's been a crazy year. So we got vaccine mandates And, you know, that. Now, look, hold on. The other thing is we had the stimulus. Now, we, you know, the government gave out a lot of money this year. What was it, $1.7 billion, something like that?
Yeah, so, more than that, I think. I think, yeah, when you add up all the bills, it's, yeesh.
Yeah. So we gave away a lot of money, and many of us didn't think that we would have to pay any of it back. But then the vaccine mandate comes up. And as far as I'm concerned, that was the payment. You got your stimulus. Now you got to get the shot.
Right.
That's it.
Mm.
Can you imagine if Biden would have tried to implement that vaccine mandate without giving away that money first? We didn't know.
Well,
we didn't know that $2,000 was a payoff. We didn't know. That's $2,000.
Oh God. It's, you know what, I heard just the other day? I heard that for those people who are living in New York, I pity you, because there's a bill. It's been around for a few years. It's been around since the Ebola scare. But the State Assembly in New York is going to vote on a bill January 5th next year as to whether or not they're going to give the governor powers to detain anybody without trial if he deems that the person is a threat to public safety, public health. So right then and there, you know that those are the kind of powers that the German parliament gave Hitler. So if you give him that kind of power, it's going to spread to the other states. And governors will just be able to say, okay, this particular type of person who is a political dissident or who has come into contact with other people who may have been vaccinated or not vaccinated, who may have it, may not have COVID, they got to go to quarantine camps. But that is totally against the Constitution. That means no trial, and you get picked up without a warrant just because the governor says so. So that, to me, is scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's very scary. And this, New York is a different place. Without a vaccination card, right now in New York City, you can't go out to eat. You can't go watch a show. You can barely enter into any of the stores. It's that bad. It's a serious situation over there. And there's some interesting.
Really? Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's bad. It's bad. Mm. It's bad. If you are unvaccinated in the city of New York, as a tourist, you might as well take your ass right back home. Cause you ain't moving. You ain't doing nothing. You ain't going out. You ain't eating. Mm. It's different in New York right now. So yeah. But this is all 2021 stuff, you know. Some other things that have happened in 2021, we've had a crazy natural disasters, and of course we have natural disasters every year. But they seem to get more and more strange, you know. These wild tornadoes, you know, happening in the late fall. You know, ripping through the south and pretty much down the southwest area of the United States. You know, tornadoes won't be happening in the spring and summer. And here it was, almost wintertime. You know, we're talking about November, and tornadoes are ripping through Texas and Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama and Tennessee and places like that. It's weird stuff.
Huh.
So I'm saying all of this to say that whether you watch the news or not, there's going to be some personal things that you will bear witness to in 2021 that are going to color your perspective about how you would grade this year. And I don't know if you were listening in the beginning of the show. What I said was that towards the end of the show, we were going to grade this year in two ways, either from A to F as far as what you thought about this year, what you would, what grade you would give it. Along with pluses and minuses, like if you wanted to give it a B plus or C minus, you could do it that way, or from 1 to 10. But I wanted to wait until the end of the show so we could get a little bit more information, because in a year like this, we would tend to concentrate more on the negative things that happened this year and grade it that way. And that's a little unfair, because I know that somewhere out there, somebody got a better job, somebody fell in love, somebody had a new child, somebody got married, somebody saw somebody else succeed or win a championship or something like that. It hasn't been bad for everybody. You know what I mean? But it's just that a lot of the negativity could have dominated the news cycle, and I didn't want to concentrate on that. So I wanted to mention some of the better things that have happened this year. You know what I mean? So, like, for example, Milwaukee won the basketball, the NBA championship. They never won that shit. So,
yeah, that's true. I'm Milwaukee. Oh man! I don't... Are they still the Bucks, or did they change their name?
No, they're still the Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, my family.
Well, good for them.
My family is from Milwaukee.
Oh yeah.
So I've watched them not win a championship year after year after year.
Right.
I was like, well, how about
that's
that?
That's right.
So I'm sure plenty of them are still celebrating over that. So that's what I mean. It can't be all bad.
Yeah.
You know, there's some good here. There's some good. Tom Brady won his 7th fucking Super Bowl. Like,
Wow. Yeah. And what was sweet about it is that he came off the team that he was with for years. Belichick had to release him because he thought he was too old. And then here's a 42, 43-year-old guy who wins the Super Bowl the next year with another team. That was
the
sweet.
The first year on a new team, and you fuck around and win a Super Bowl in a blowout. You shut out the team that won it last year. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
Oh, that was nice. Yeah.
Tom Brady fans really, I'm sure they were smiling from ear to ear. Everybody else was pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're a Tom Brady fan, it's 2021 was a hell of a year for you. So that's what I mean. It's not all bad.
Yeah.
It's not all bad when you get to thinking about some of the other things that have happened. You know what I mean? You know, some things have happened.
Well, I'm not a Tom Brady fan per se, you know, but I recognize his greatness and the fact that he left one team and at the age of 42 or 43 won the Super Bowl with another team. I'm telling you, that was nice.
Nobody has ever done those things like that. You know, I can't stand Tom Brady. Oh, fuck it. I have to concede on that. Like, I mean, what do you want to do? Yeah, he's the GOAT. I mean, there's no way around it. He's the GOAT. Nobody is close. That's it. No Montana be damned. But no, Joe, you gotta move over, Joe.
Montana and I forgot. Right. Oh, Matt, the Manning brothers. Peyton was always considered along with to be one of the greatest, and of course Brady with his Super Bowl championships. I was never a Brady fan because I never really liked the Patriots or the Bills or
neither.
But I mean, when a man does perform greatness like that, I have to give it to him. I just have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you listen, man, you can only hate for so much. Listen, in the comments, I see the reversal of Roe v. Wade. Monumental shit. That was a very controversial. Very controversial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Big debate over pro-life versus pro-choice. Very controversial.
Uh-huh.
Narcel says, miles of winners, where there should be a couple of feet of snow. Yeah. In Philadelphia this year, especially for this past week, we were damn near 60 degrees. Like, what the hell? You know, it's normally freezing on Christmas Eve. Man, not this year. So some strange things going on this year. But 2021.
You know, some people think that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, some people think that the government is controlling the weather now, that they actually do have weather modification equipment. I don't know if that's true. I've read about it, but I don't see any
true.
Kind of real evidence to support it. But that doesn't mean that it's not happening.
they definitely have weather modification technology. Definitely. Now, I can't speak on how they use it or how much they use it. But they definitely, and I'm talking about big things bigger than the Heart Project and things like that. God is not responsible for everything anymore. You need rain, we can find that. Speaking of that, I was watching an interview with Wyclef Jean. You know Wyclef from the group The Fugees, and he's Haitian, and he was talking about the questions that people have about the earthquakes that have happened in Haiti, and how curious it is that they keep having earthquakes in Haiti, but never in Dominican Republic, when they're the exact same island, and it's not a large island. You know, and he was saying that he doesn't believe, well, he doesn't subscribe to the government, the American government or anyone else, basically making earthquakes happen in Haiti. What he said was, he said that earthquakes happening in Haiti was predicted centuries ago. They said that scientists have said that the way that Haiti was set up was a bad infrastructure, and that if they wanted to prevent the earthquakes from damaging things the way that they did, they would build buildings similar to the way that they build buildings in California. We know that California has always been subject to earthquakes, so their architects built buildings that could withstand the pressure that earthquakes would inflict on them. So, you know, they did some things with the tectonic plates so that the infrastructure would be better. But in Haiti, you know, they're not going to invest in that. But see, people don't want to hear that kind of. You know, it's a lot easier to believe that Haiti is cursed and everybody's picking on Haiti. And I'm not saying that it's not true. However, there are other things that have to be taken into consideration, because you're never going to be able to fix.
Because you're never going to be able to fix.
You're not going to be able to fix a conspiracy theory judgment. But you can fix some scientific evidence or scientific data in which you can actually make some valid moves with. So, but there was an earthquake in Haiti again. So, you know, 2021 shit, you know what I mean? Crazy shit, 2021. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. Some other things.
Yeah.
I was going to say some other things that happened in 2021 is we relaxed some of the border controls that were put in place.
Oh God. Yeah. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Oh, when you say relax, that's such a benign word. Relax. We let everybody and anybody who wanted to crawl, run, or fly over the border come in here. Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. When we start talking about border control, unfortunately, we only think about Hispanics. You know, there are other people who weren't able to come into the country, too, like Canadians.
F them too. We don't need any more immigrants. I don't care if they're from Haiti, if they're from Latin America, from Canada. Get them out.
Well,
hell no. We got too many people unemployed. We don't need more people coming in here. Hey, God.
Well, here's the thing. I don't subscribe to immigrants taking away our jobs. I don't subscribe to that shit. I don't. Because Americans have done a hell of a job cheating themselves out of jobs. They've done a hell of a job on themselves. Like, if you want, especially this year, 2021, there was so much work available coming out of the pandemic. Even though we never made it out of the pandemic, but a lot of people returned to work. And because of the free money that a lot of people got, they didn't want to go back to work. So you gonna blame Hispanics or immigrants for that shit too? Because they said, fuck it, I'll take the money. I'll take the job. Americans want to be bored. They want money to just rain from the sky. They don't want to have to do nothing to make the money. It doesn't work that way.
Well, that's true for... Yeah, I know. But the depletion of jobs as a result of not just Hispanics, but anybody else coming across the border, not even with a legitimate green card taking the jobs of Americans, that's been going on for decades, or if not decades, well, certainly for the last 20 years. And that's not right. The bite of the apple belongs to the natural-born citizens of that country. So that's, and for example, there were 250,000, probably still are, maybe not, 250,000 foreign students occupying the desks of college universities. Now, for them, they either go back home or they stay here. My point is that they occupied the desks. That means if we didn't have and didn't allow them to come in, excuse me, then Americans would occupy those desks. But with the Indians and the other immigrants taking up, because I think it was H-1B-1 visas or something along those lines, then the Americans couldn't occupy those desks. We want Americans who get a college education most likely will use that education to benefit America as best they can. So that's another example of taking away the resources from America. And the same thing's happening over in Germany, France, England, et cetera. Turkey, Hungary, they're allowing, and the European Union is forcing those particular countries to take in immigrants when they don't want them, with good reason. People don't fare well on another person's soil. They fare better on their own soil, their own culture, their own country, their own laws. If they're forced to go cross the border, and if that other country is forced to accept them, there's going to be a natural conflict. So right away, I'm against that, and I'm against the fact that anybody who's a natural-born citizen of their country should be privy to the privileges of that country before foreigners are. How would you like it if you, if you were born in a family and then around the age of 6 or 7, your mother and father adopted, let's say, one kid. But now That kid's got your place at the table.
Huh?
An adopted kid. No, not the way it should be.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that any immigrants who went to college stopped any Americans from going to college. Did you want to fucking go to college or not? Did you apply? Did you care? Did you study? Did you read? Did you pass your exams? Did you write your papers? Did you do the necessary in order to even further your education if you decided to pursue higher education? That's the question I had. From what I see, most Americans are bitching about, well, let me just put it this way. I've heard so many Americans downplay the benefit of a college education just because of the financial tag that's associated with it. So now it's like, well, you know, what good is a degree when, you know, you can't even find a good job to help you pay back the loan? I'm like, I don't know if immigrants have anything to do with that. I don't think they do. Mm-hmm. But I'll say this.
Mm-hmm.
Most people that I know who are bitching about immigrants taking jobs are people that are fucking working. That's the part I don't understand. How are you bitching about jobs being taken if you still working? Now, the unemployment rate, we have no idea of how many people are unemployed in this country, because the unemployment rate is only calculated by the people who are receiving unemployment benefits. So we don't know how many people are actually out there struggling because they don't have a job and they don't have any income, because they don't count. Only people who count in the unemployment rate are the people who are receiving unemployment benefits. And so that's inaccurate data. I know this. At my job, where there were 200 to 300 part-time seasonal employees, we had a hard time even getting 100 part-time and seasonal employees to come back to work.
Uh-huh.
Even after the PUA money and all of that stuff was discontinued, because they enjoyed getting what they considered to be more money staying home than they were making when they were working. Ain't no immigrants have nothing to do with that shit. So, you know, there are various ways to look at this. Something you said caught my attention. You said that people fare better in their own country. But I think that the immigrants fare pretty well over here. And because if they fare better in their own country, then they would have stayed their asses over there. But they came here. And I don't have a problem with them as long as they follow our laws and don't exploit my people. My biggest problem is when they exploit my people. But the thing is, I have to also blame some of my people for allowing themselves to be exploited. Because you don't have to patronize any business just because it's there. That's a choice you make. So if you solicit a business where they have totally disrespected you or disregarded you or treated you like a second-class citizen in your own land, well, you know, we have to take a closer look at what that's all about. But you don't have to spend your money anywhere where you don't want to spend it. So we have some things, you know, perspective wise. But we've had to. But when I say that we've relaxed some of the immigration protocols that were in place, I don't feel like the immigration restrictions that were put in justifiably, because when you look at the people who were being put out versus the ones who were being let in, it wasn't exactly even. And you saw some negative racial patterns there. It's very predictable, but nonetheless, you know, it's something that we have to take a look at. Now, but that's 2021 shit. 2020 had a lot to do with closing up. 2021 had a lot to do with opening up, but we may have rushed to open things up before they were ready. I think we turned off the stove before things got cooked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, uh-huh. Yeah. Remember those were a little raw. So, yeah.
So yeah, well, America is feeling.
A lot of shit happened. You know, even we're talking about celebrity deaths. Betty White died today, 99 years old, the Golden Girl. She passed. You know, a lot of people are going to be sad and feeling some kind of way about that. But we lost the hip hop community lost a lot of rappers this year. Most notably for me, DMX and Biz Markie. But there were but also lost Colin Powell and Hank Aaron and you know, there's a lot of people. You know,
yeah.
When you start talking about Hank Aaron and Colin Powell, now we're talking about people. We're talking about two men who were fully vaccinated, caught COVID and died.
Yep, I was going to get on that. I was going to get on that. Yeah,
like 2021 is a beast. You know, it's like,
oh yeah,
a lot of stuff happened in 2021. We gotta keep our eye on 2000. We might have to cuff 2021 to the bed. Like, wait a minute, I gotta go to work.
We might think of 2021 or 2020 as the good years.
and I'm glad you said that. Because, you know, I remember 2019. We were like, yo, we got to get the fuck out of 2019. And then we lived to 2020. We were like, what the hell?
That was right. That's right. Yeah.
Now we're talking about 2021.
That's right. Look, you can transport my ass back to 2019 any old time.
Right. Not only that, but I think we need to pat down 2022 before we let it in. Like, wait a minute.
Why do you carry it?
Get up. You make it walk through the metal detector. Like, what the fuck you got on you, man?
That's it. That's right. You got to probe 2022 like the TSA probes a 16-year-old virgin.
Listen. Well, look, we know 2021 is vaccinated because it was mandated, but we don't know what he carried. This motherfucker.
Oh yeah. Oh man.
Fuck us up.
I wish we could pat down 2022 and reveal all the weapons that it's carrying. You know, because I don't anticipate 2022 to be anything. I don't of a picnic.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think that the COVID era, the pandemic era, has decreased a lot of our hopes for the future. You know how previous years you would hear people running around talking about, yo, this is going to be my year. I ain't heard that shit since 2018. I'm dead serious.
I haven't heard anybody have any kind of positive outlook towards 2022. Some probably do, probably some will, because they can't say, they can't think that's going to be any worse, but I hope not, but I don't have my hopes up.
Yeah, man. There's a lot going on this year. And I think it's very notable that I haven't heard anybody say, like, yeah, 2022 is mine. Man, I didn't hear anybody say, yeah, 2021 is mine. Like, it's been a few years since I've heard anybody say that. And I'm wondering if we have been demoralized. Mm-hmm. Has our hope for the future and maybe even the present, has it been diminished? Have we been reduced to just taking whatever comes and not feeling like we have the power to control our own destiny anymore? I hope it's not that way.
That's a good point. But that's a good point, though, because there have been people who have gotten more births out of 2021, but there have been a lot of people who have committed suicide, who have suffered depression, who have gotten,
yeah,
I think, more accidents. I think also more diseases, or more people are going to the hospital for diseases than before as well. So, yeah, and it can be demoralizing if you read the media, you know, about all the confluence of things that are happening, and you start saying to yourself, "Shit, when is all this going to end?" You know, I don't watch TV and I don't watch mainstream media, so I haven't, you know, and I don't want to.
I understand. I do. It's tough. It's tough. I don't watch a lot of mainstream media. I can check in maybe 10 or 15 minutes. I can't take anymore because you only need to see the first 15 minutes because they just keep repeating the same shit anyway. You know, it's different versions of the same shit. Like, okay, so it starts off with COVID, then they have COVID in the middle, and then they end with COVID.
COVID at the end. Yeah. And probably all about take the vaccine if you want to be safe, and the unvaccinated are the ones who are causing all the problems, and they're the ones that are going to fill the hospitals with people who have COVID. Let me ask a question to anybody who's listening. If the vaccines were so heavily touted as being safe, as being necessary, then why the hell are people who are vaccinated getting COVID? And the CDC is saying, you know, well, now they're saying, even if you're vaccinated, you're still not safe. And that's just a prelude to, well, now you need booster number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And good luck to you, Charlie.
Listen, now they're saying that you only have to quarantine for 5 days. Yo, what the fuck is going on? Yo, man, I'm good. I'm good. I got you.
This
is bad.
You know what that is? That quarantine for 5 days. It's the same thing as when Fauci came out in the beginning of 2020, around March or April, when he said, "You've only got to wear your mask for 14 days. We just got to get down the level of the hospitalizations. Once we get them down, then everybody can go back to normal." So this shit about you only got to quarantine for 5 days. Now, you better pack up your shit for life, because if they say you're in here for 5 days, you're not visiting your parents, your mother, your sister, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your job ever again, because that's just the way the government is. Bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. And but a lot of people would never see that. A lot of people would never understand that. Listen, in order to
even the Jews didn't. Did you know that?
Right.
Not even the Jews. You know, the part of the criticism against Hitler's Germany was that how come nobody did anything? Well, if you ever took a video, took a look at the video of some of how, or the still photos, even when the German soldiers came along and got Jews to get on the cattle trains, the Jews did not resist the soldiers,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't because they had. The soldiers had bayonets and they had rifles. They didn't resist because they believed that when the soldiers came along and the authorities came along and told them, well, if you get on the cattle, we finally have jobs for you people. So they get on the cattle trains and all of a sudden they end up in Auschwitz. It's because people, as you're saying, people are not going to buy this, you know, if you're quarantined for 5 days, you're going to stay there for the rest of your life. They're going to think, well, no, the government's there to protect me, therefore I'm going to be there for 5 days, and I'll go home, and I'll have the booster shot, and everything will eventually be fine. They'll work it out. No, they're not there to work it out. That's my opinion.
Yeah, listen, you'll never have leaders without followers, and you're never going to have a majority of it, fully informed followers. It doesn't work that way. Now, I'm not saying that everybody has to be a leader, but a lot of people can lead themselves in their own right. If you are dealing with a responsible and an effective leader, I don't see any reason not to follow. But I don't think that that's necessarily what we're dealing with in a lot of our situations. Politics is about money, and the money moves everything and it drives everything. So until you follow politics with that understanding, you'll always have lofty expectations that are never going to be fulfilled. And that can be demoralizing. So once you understand that no matter how much you train a snake, it still has the potential to bite you, then you'll be able to deal with snakes a lot better with full knowledge that, listen, I'm only going to play with this thing to a certain degree because it can hurt me. It's dangerous. I don't see anything wrong with understanding that in politics as well, but we aren't conditioned to do that. And so, but listen, this is what I want to do before I get out of here. Like I said, I wanted for the people in the comment and for you too, Joe, if you come up with a grading system for 2021, I would be interested in hearing it. Whether you, like, if you want to use from A to F, what grade would you give it? If you want to grade it from 1 to 10, I'd be interested in hearing how you would grade it. What grade would you give 2021 overall?
I give it an F, and that's only because. Yeah, that's only because you're not saying A to Z. I think next year is going to be worse than F. But I'll give it an F for this year.
All right, so you consider 2021 to be pretty much a bust. Okay. I can understand that to a certain extent. I'm going to give it a C.
Okay.
I've had worse years. Personally, I've had worse years. I think, you know, with my dad passing, it's the worst that I definitely suffered my worst loss. But I'm not going to chalk this year up to just that, because I've had some personal victories. I've had some significant gains in some areas of my life. So I'm going to give it a C.
Yeah, that's good.
I could have given it a D, but I'm going to go with a C. I'm going to go with a C for right now. Maybe sometime by February, I'm going to revisit this and say, no, wait a minute. I forgot about the last time I stepped in shit and had to sit and drag it in my living room. I'm going to go with a C. I'm going to say average. I'm going to say average right now. For the people in the comments, if y'all could give y'all grade or y'all rank it, remember, we're grading.
Yeah, I'd be interested in what they got to say. Yeah.
Remember, y'all, we're grading from either A to F or 1 to 10. So 1 being the worst and 10 being the best. So let's see. Norris Hill says, I give 2021 a C+. How about that? Surprising. And that goes to show. That's what I mean. It may be a bad year in many of our, you know, from many of our perspectives, but for some people, it might be okay. Now, the C+, that's not bad.
Yeah.
And Stacy said that she'd give it a B-. That ain't bad.
Okay. That's not bad. No.
Not bad at all. So, you know, we have to lend respect to the fact that they may have had some good things that happened to them in 2021 that may have canceled out some of the really horrific things that we may have seen from our perspective. So, not bad.
Right.
And, And like I said, all rankings are respected by me. You know, like, just because, like, what I eat don't make you shit and vice versa. So it's welcome over here. Mm-hmm. So listen, Joe, I gotta go. I'm going to do these birthday shout-outs.
Okay.
We will be going tomorrow at 11 o'clock. So if you got time, swing on through.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
all
that
right.
Sounds good.
All right.
And again, my condolences and happy new year to you. And I hope that 2022 brings, you know, whatever it is that your particular goals are.
And same to you. You have a safe,
thank you,
safe New Year's Eve. And yeah, and I look forward to hearing from you in 2022.
Yeah, you too. Be safe. All right. It is going to be dangerous out here.
No doubt. Okay. I'll definitely be running for cover. All right, y'all. Good call. Good stuff. That's 2021 stuff. That made the year better right there. There you go. Boom. All right. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious 2020. I'm sorry, December 31st, 2021, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get... Number one out the box, Regina White, happy birthday to you. And she's raising money for the Omni Community Alliance. Happy birthday to you. And also Ali Marcello Jr. Yarga, happy birthday to you. And Tony Turner, happy birthday to you. And Williams Peralta, turning 28 years old today, happy birthday to you. And Anki June Dunn, happy birthday to you. And Alexandra Charles, turning 31 years old today. And Brittany Raw, turning 29 years old today. And April Bowie, happy birthday to you. And Julia Cooper, turning 45 years old today. Yeah. Gunshot. Yeah. Get him. And also, Tanae Wright, turning 42 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Nina Bracco, turning 43 years old today. And go-getters Jessica Chisholm and Derek Adger turning 53 years old today. Happy birthday to both of you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on this glorious December 31st, last day of the year, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the dance. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man, listen. I said, listen, 2021 brought us a whole lot of tragedy, a whole lot of triumphs for some. But you have to always remember that, listen, the sun is out there shining for somebody. And if it's out there shining for somebody, it can shine for you one day. One thing about working hard is that it sets you up to be in position to receive some good luck. It sets you up to be able to receive some good karma. Sometimes people work hard at being bad. Sometimes people work hard at making sure that nobody else has anything. But I think that one of the things that we're learning from years like 2020 and 2021 was that, you know, we just got to keep going. And it should be showing us that we need to learn how to control our destiny a little bit more. We need to learn how to navigate our lives in the direction that we wanted to go a little bit more. We have to be a little bit more proactive in making sure that we receive the gifts that we want to receive and that we are steering people in the direction that is best and conducive to their success. And we can do it. Communities start small and they grow. They start small and they grow. Everybody out here has different ideas. But I want to get back to the point where I hear people talk about how 2021, 2022, 2023, 24, 25. I want to hear people say that it's their year again. I miss hearing people, you know, spew and spout that type of positivity, that type of motivation. I want to hear it again. It's been a while since I've heard anybody claim their year. And it's not because the year has been taken away from us. We still living. There's more to life than just ducking sickness. And I think that we have become a little bit too ingrained and conditioned to think that we just have to keep running and ducking and hiding and covering and you know, making sure that we concentrate on our health. And we should always concentrate on our health, but there's more to life. We outlined a few events that happened this year. And those events have affected us differently from person to person. More things are going to happen sometime down the line. But let's make sure that we're doing our part to make sure that us and our people, the people that we care about, are being put in positions where they will win, where they can succeed, where they can be proud of themselves, where they can be motivated instead of demoralized, because we can control that part. The government can't do everything to us. We can do some things for ourselves. So that's what I want for the go-getterism, for our go-getters this year. We ain't call ourselves go-getters for nothing. We call it that because we know that we are progressive and productive. We are prolific. We can get things done. These are smart people. You know, we talking to each other about shit that we care about. And if as long as we keep mixing ideas and trading ideologies, we can come up with something that we can use, that something that we can all use. So let's concentrate on that a little bit or a lot more in 2022, man. I wish y'all all the best. I wish y'all health, happiness, prosperity. You know, I wish y'all good luck, good fortune. And when I say good fortune, I'm not even talking about just in terms of money. I mean, in terms of whatever it is out there that you want, whether it's love, whether it's money, whether it's some type of material thing, whether it's spiritual enlightenment, whatever it is, as long as it's coming from a good place and trying to end up in a better place, I'm supportive of that, and there are going to be other people that are supportive of it too. Be safe tonight, y'all. Man, I want to see all y'all in 2022. I don't want to lose nobody. I'm going to hold on to y'all like a dog jumps up on his master when he comes home, all happy to see him and shit. So that's how it's going down. All right. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all back to life, man. And we're going to do some big things in 2020. 2022. All right, so Blog Talk, let me get you up out of here. Thanks for coming through. Love y'all, my dear. And I get on back, and y'all know that we writing Zach, got Zach. And for my Instagrammers, yo, Five Slammer Jammer, thanks for coming on through, and let me exercise my grammar. Peace. And for my YouTubers,